Such a delight to be with you all this morning again.
又见到大家，真是高兴。
Our last time here was on Palm Sunday.
上次我来的时候是在棕树节，复活节的时候。
We are delighted, my wife and I, to be with you again today.
我太太跟我也很高兴，今天又能跟大家见面。
I was very much encouraged by our song we just had sung.
我们刚才唱的这些圣诗让我很鼓励我。Because
we're being drawn near to Him.
因为我们 唱着这些歌，我们感到跟主更近了。
And my prayer today is that by the help of the Lord, you and I will be closer drawn to Him when we leave here than when we came this morning.
我今天的祷告就是，我们今天听了这个讲道之后，离开教会的时候，能够心里感觉跟主更近。Every
day we see in the news challenges that are taking place around our world, troubles everywhere you look.
每天我们看到新闻，这世界好像世界各地都有灾难，都有各种各样困难的事情发生。
And we wonder why.
我们就在想为什么会?
Because many parts of the world, they come under the guise of religion. They have a worship that they have with some god or goddess or somebody, and therefore, why should we have the problem?
我们觉得很奇怪，因为这世界各地很多人都在敬拜，他们敬拜不同的神，他们有他们自己的庙宇，他们去敬拜，为什么还会有这样的一些糟糕的事情发生呢?
There's a big difference between religion and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
宗教跟我们所信仰的福音和耶稣基督是非常不同的。In
religion, I obey, therefore I'm accepted.
在一个宗教里面，我如果我服从的话，那么我就被接受了。But
when you come to Jesus, I'm accepted, therefore I obey.
但是在耶稣基督里，你来了，你是首先被接纳，然后我才服从他。And
in religion, motivation is based on fear and also insecurity.
在一种宗教里面，往往你的动机是出自于 你的害怕还同时有不安全感。
Living in the gospel of Jesus Christ, motivation is based on grateful joy.
但是在主的福音里面，我们的动机是从主那里来的喜乐。
If I follow religion,
如果我相信某一种宗教,
I obey God in order to get things from God.
我遵从我所信仰的神，这样我可以得到他给我的东西。
But if I love Jesus Christ, I obey God to get to God, to delight and resemble Him.
但是当我信耶稣基督的时候，我希望的是我服从他，我能够变得更像他。
If I'm going by way of religion, whenever circumstances in my life go wrong, I get angry with God.
如果我是在一个宗教里长大，那么我如果有些事情跟我想的不一样，我就会去责备我的神。
Or myself.
也许也责备我自己。
Since I believe like Job's friends that anybody who is good deserves a comfortable life.
因为就像约伯的朋友们说的一样，任何人相信神的就应该有一个好日子过呀。
But if you follow the gospel of Jesus Christ, when circumstances in my life go wrong, I struggle, but I know all punishment fell on Jesus, and that while He may allow this for training, He's going to exercise His fatherly love within my trials.
但是我跟从耶稣基督，在我的这个信仰里面。 我知道遇到生活中的困难的时候，我相信主，这些好多惩罚都是在耶稣基督，他已经为我承担了。我跟从他，我才能够，他因为有他的爱伴随着我。Now,
in light of all that, I want us to consider this morning what you have before you as you see here. I want us to behold Him and believe Him and realize that one day we're going to be raised with Him.
我想要今天跟大家分享的信息就是这个。You'll
find our text in John chapter 6.
约翰福音6章27节。
What I'd like to do is give you a bit of an overview of a few thoughts and then get a little more detailed and deep into those thoughts before we're through today.
我想我今天跟大家分享一些我的观念，然后我们来再仔细的分析这些我讲的几个要点。You
see it there on the screen, John chapter 6, verses 27 through 40.
我们要想读的经文，今天是约翰福音六章二十七到四十节。约翰福音六章二十七到四十节。The
first thing I want us to understand is this: that God gives His chosen ones to Jesus.
我首先要提到的就是神把他所拣选的人给了耶稣基督。And
you see that in verse 37: All that the Father gives me will come to me.
我们看一下第七节，37节。 凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来。
And 2 verses later, verse 39, he said, This is the will of Him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that He's given me. And we're going to see this again in a few more verses.
第39节说, 差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落。 然后后面几节还提到这个意思。
Verse 65, God doesn't wait for His chosen ones to come to Jesus. If He did, they never would. He gives them to Jesus. He chooses them for His own, and therefore He gives them to His Son.
因为神把他拣选的人给了耶稣基督，就像第六十五节说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
Let me summarize that to this point, just to say, I'm so glad God gave us a choice of making the choice of who we want to serve.
我真高兴神给了我们一个选择，让我们可以选择去相信谁。
In my case, I had a father who was a pastor.
对我来讲，我的父亲是个牧师。
I was raised in a preacher's home all of my life.
我一辈子都是在牧师家里长大。
But because my father was a minister,
但是尽管我父亲是牧师,
and my mother was a follower of Jesus,
我妈妈是基督徒,
didn't make me a believer just because they were good people.
这并不是因为他们是好人, 我就成为, 自然的就成为基督徒。
My father also was a strong disciplinarian. That is, he believed in discipline me if I did wrong.
我父亲也是非常相信要用严厉的纪律来教育孩子, 所以我一旦做错事, 他就会狠狠地教训我。
I can remember sometimes when I was a little boy in church,
我记得当我还是个小男孩的时候, 在教会里面,
if I had been misbehaving,
如果我做的事情做得不对,
and he got my eye and looked at me,
老爸就盯着我的眼睛看,
and I could tell when he looked at me, it wasn't just a smile of approval.
我知道他看我不是在笑眯眯的说做得不错,
it's like you're in trouble.
爸爸的那个眼光是在告诉我你小子等着看吧。
And so back in those days, we didn't have to have car seats and all that kind of stuff for babies, you know.
那些天那时候我小的时候根本我们孩子在车里都没有这个安全座椅的。
On the way home from church,
所以从路上回家的时候
I would stand beside my father who was driving the car.
老爸在前面开车我就站在爸爸背后。
I'd put my arm around his neck.
我就把手搭在爸爸的脖子上。
I'd pat him on the shoulder.
然后拍拍爸爸的肩膀。
I would sing to him.
然后跟爸爸唱歌。
And he'd keep driving.
老爸就一直开着车。
He'd look up at me.
然后他回头看看我。
And said, that's a pretty song.
他说哎唱得不错。
But you're still going to get it when you get home.
但是我们到家你还是要吃一顿教训的。
So I still got my discipline when I got home. I couldn't sing my way out of it.
所以到了家以后我还是要被爸爸揍一顿，尽管我给他唱歌。
Well, we have a heavenly father who also disciplines us.
我们天父也会教训我们。
And it's for our good.
而且是为了我们的好处。
And I also have you to notice, secondly, that because God gives them to Jesus, they come to Jesus. In fact, when you came to Christ, if you came to Him, God brought you. And when you believed, it was God opening your eyes. And with Jesus was understandable to you, you didn't make Jesus look all satisfied in your heart. God did. He brought the thrill of who Jesus was to your understanding.
神把他拣选的人给了耶稣基督。我们看到耶稣基督并不是因为我们自己我们可以理解他，而是神能够开了我们的眼，让我们看到耶稣基督是什么样的人，让我们愿意跟从他。
So when you come here to understand or to hear about Jesus, it's not just to get a more education about Jesus.
所以你今天来这里来了解耶稣基督的事情，并不是为了得到受教育。
Or all the good things he's done and said.
也不是为了知道耶稣做了些什么好事，他说过些什么话。
Otherwise, he's just a good man.
不然的话，他只是一个好人而已。
Or a prophet.
或者是一个先知,
or someone who does good deeds and good works,
或者一个做好事做善事的人。
When we understand the significance of why Jesus came,
当我们了解耶稣基督来的这个重要性这个目的之后,
my heart and I trust your heart is overwhelmed with the realization he chose me.
我们知道耶稣基督是什么样的人以后，我们真的是会震惊，神居然全拣选了我。
I didn't deserve to be called by his grace into salvation.
我真的是不配得到他的恩赐，得到他的恩典，能够得拯救。
I didn't deserve to be born again.
我也真的不配能够重生。
But when God allowed the Holy Spirit to convict my heart of the sin in my life,
当神让圣灵启示我的心，让我看到我心里的罪以后。
And realized that no matter how much discipline I had had as a child, that wasn't sufficient to take care of that need in my heart.
我意识到，即使不管我小的时候爸爸怎么样教训我，怎么样来让我守纪律，我都无法能够做到把自己的罪全都给除掉。
Then he helped me to understand I needed him as my savior.
真的，我需要耶稣基督做我的救赎主。
There's another thought about this, and that is those who are given to Jesus, thirdly, are come to Jesus, are omnipotently and eternally kept by Jesus. None of them is lost.
第三点，我们从这个经文里看到的就是神所拣选的人一个都不会失去的。
I'm not addressing here at this point in the message the aspect the fact that someone who is not walking with Jesus is not going to be saved just because they're doing good deeds. No, there is an eternity, there is a heaven to gain, there's a hell to shun. We're not talking about that aspect. We're talking about whom Jesus saves and who follow him. He provides the protection we need all through our life.
我今天谈到的这一个都不失落，指的是我们如果跟从耶稣基督的话，他会一辈子的来保护我们，让我们不再去受到危险，而不是说那些做好事的人不能没有认识神的那些做好事的人。
Oftentimes spoken to people through the years of my pastoral work who was not quite sure if they were saved or if they had eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我在做牧师期间常常碰到这样的人，他们不知道自己是不是得救了，也不知道自己是不是有永生。
And the only security we have is God's word.
我们心里头所唯一的安全感就是神的话语。
And John's reminding us here in this passage that it's in and through Jesus that we are all, that we are saved and we continue to be kept by Him who has saved us.
约翰福音在这里就。让我们心里头有了这种确定，神所拣选的他一个都不失落，我们已经得救了。
And then fourthly is the fact that Jesus will raise us up from the dead on the last day.
第四点就是神也会让我们与他一同复活，在末日的时候与他一同复活。
Verse 40 says, "Everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him should have eternal life."
因为第四十节这样说，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永
生，
并且在末日我要叫
他
复活。
And then finally, the unshakable foundation for all this sovereign work of God is His giving, our coming, His keeping, His raising. The unshakable foundation, but it's all mentioned three times, lest we miss it, so we don't just let it pass by. It's the will of God.
我们屹立神主权的工作是屹立不摇的根基，他的赐予我们他的保守，他使复活成为这最不可动摇的根基，就是神的旨意。
And nothing is more sure in God's word than the sovereign will of God. Verse 38 talked about that. It gives the ground of why Jesus will not cast out any whom the Father gives to Him. For I have come down from heaven not to do but my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. So it's God's sovereign will that none of us be lost who follow Him and confess and repent of our sins and turn from sin to the Savior.
第三十八节说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。所以这是神的主权，让我们跟从耶稣基督，而且一个也不失落。
Now, that's kind of a summarization of what I want to speak to us about for a few minutes. And let's go a little more detail about that aspect of it. There's two parts to this section of scripture we're talking about here this morning.
今天我们谈到的这个约翰福音六章二十七到四十节有两部分。
In John 6, verses 30 to verse 40,We have the two parts, verses 30 to 36. Here's the one way to sum up the point of each of those actions. He, in the first section, is saying God's gift of Jesus to these people is not received, and therefore it's lost.
第一部分是三十到三十六节。Yeah. 这我们要总结一下这段的意思就是神把耶稣基督赐给人，但是他这个有些人没有接受他，所以这些人。
And、the second part of that is that God's gift of His people to Jesus received and they're kept forever.
因为他这是两部分来对比的。第一部分就是说神赐给耶稣基督给世人，但是有的世人不接受他们就失迷失。但是神给把拣选的人赐给耶稣基督的这些人，一个也不会失落。
Now, the joy of that is.There's some wonderful things. There's five statements of God's sovereign working in our salvation I want to speak to us about this morning. The question has come up of this way. Has the saving purpose of God failed? He wants to save all mankind, but not all men are saved.
我们看到说并不是所有的人都是基督徒，所以有些人没有被救得救。那么神的目的是不是失败了呢？神差遣耶稣基督来想要拯救所有的世人，这个目的是什么？
And the answer, of course, is no, that has not failed. And the verses 37 to 40 make that very plain.
第37节。
God is sovereign over the work of a person's salvation. And He's not going to let His ultimate purposes for anybody fail. So if you're walking with Jesus today, no matter the hardships and the difficulties and the trials you're going through, Jesus knows what you're going through right now and loves you and cares for you where you are.
第三十七节，凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来，来到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。我们不论生活中遇到多大的困难，耶稣基督都与我们同行。
And second, because God gives them to Jesus, they come to Jesus. Verse 37, all that the Father has gives me will come to me. Or as we've seen in verse 35, they believe on Jesus. It's not the other way around. Jesus doesn't say that because people come to Him and believe on Jesus, God therefore gives them to the Son. No, He, the Lord, is overseeing us and the salvation He gives to us, presenting us to the Father, He takes care of His own. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, 耶稣说我就是生命的粮，第三十五节，所以我们来到耶稣基督是得救的这条唯一的路。
When I came to Jesus, it was He who convicted me through the Holy Spirit and brought me to Him. If you're a believer this morning, it's because somewhere along the way, God opened your eyes to see that you could not save yourself. And no matter how many good works you did, would never merit salvation. But you were lost and undone without the Lord. And so it is, he says, whosoever will follow me, whoever will confess my name, whoever will confess their sins to me, I will forgive them, blot out their sins, and live in their heart.
耶稣基督说，谁要相信我，他的罪就得赦免。
And those who are given to Jesus and come to Jesus are omnipotently and eternally kept by Jesus. None of them is lost.
那些跟从耶稣基督的一个也不会失落。
That's 37th verse again, the last part. All the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out.
因为第37节说，凡父所赐我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。
The giving and the coming are the Father's wonderful sovereign work, my friends.
因为我们神赐下耶稣基督，我们接受他，跟从他，这是主的主权。
And the keeping is what the Son does in that sovereign work. He keeps us by the power of God in our lives day by day.
耶稣基督在每一天，我们生命中的每一天，他都在保护我们。
Not only does the Father give his chosen ones to the Son so that we are infallibly come to the Son and remain eternally safe, but also Jesus will raise us up at the last day.
神把他所拣选的人交给耶稣基督，我们不只是要跟从他，而且在末日我们要与他一同复活。
This is the will of him, verse 39, who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up in the last day.
就像第39节说，差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
Verse 40 said, everyone who looks on the Son and believes on him should have eternal life, and I'll raise him up on the last day.
第40节说，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Not many of us enjoy being around death and funerals, do we?
我们中间，我相信没有多少人喜欢去参加葬礼。
The sorrow, the sadness, the loss when someone passes from our midst who we love so dearly.
我们所爱的人去世的时候，我们都会被悲哀所充满。
I've conducted many funerals over these last 42 years of my ministry.
我做牧师42年，已经主持过很多葬礼。
Some have been very, very sad.
那些有些葬礼非常的让人觉得非常的悲哀。
And one of the reasons why, not because of the age of the person or whether they were male or female, but the fact that we did not know if they had put their trust and confidence in the Lord Jesus and been saved by his powerful grace.
这样的葬礼之所以让我觉得非常悲哀，是一个原因是不是因为这个人也许很年轻就去世了，也不是因为他是男是女，而是因为我们不知道他是不是真的已经被神拯救，是不是去了天国。
They'd made a choice.
他们也做了选择。
And now the choice has been set.
而他们当他们去世的时候，这个他们的选择就表现出来了。
I've been to other services or had other funerals where the one who passed away left a wonderful testimony that they had put their trust in Jesus, as we're talking about here in John 6.
我也参加过别的一些葬礼，在那这个去世的人，他把一生都为神做了美好的见证，把他的信靠主。
And they believe that he was going to raise him again in the last days.
而且他们相信在末日会与主一同复活。
So they joyfully looked for and anticipated that time when they would leave this life to be with the Lord forevermore.
所以当他们面对死亡的时候，他们心里满是喜乐，他们相信有一天会跟主一同复活。
There's an old song that used to be sung years ago that said something like this, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through."
以前有一这样一首很古老的圣歌，他唱到，他说这世界不是我的家，我只不过是从那里经过而已。
That's so important for us to consider and to remember in these days of political upheaval and unrest around the world.
在世界上这各个国家这政治都很动乱的时候，我们更需要记住这一点。
Many people look to the government and to the president and to the cabinet. What can they give to me?
很多人看着他们的政府，他们的总统，在问他会给我什么呢？
And it's interesting because that same thing was happening right here in this 6th chapter of John.
但是在这我们所读的这个约翰福音前面这六章里也有这样的事情。
Jesus had just prior to this fed 5,000 people plus.
在这节经节之前，耶稣基督刚刚他喂饱了5,000人。
But apparently they had been a few hours since they had last been fed, so they were hungry again.
显然这些人刚刚吃饱了以后，现在又饿了，又过了一段时间又饿了。
And they was asked about, "Where's this bread we had?"
他们就问我们吃的是什么样的。
And he told them, I am the bread of life.
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
He that takes me, he who lets me come inside of him, will never hunger.
他说到我这里来的就必定不饿。
And he that believes on me will never thirst. John 11:35.
信我的也永远不渴。这是第六章三十五节。
Some of those remembered what Moses had done when he fed a group back in his day in the Old Testament, and remembered what Jesus had done as well in feeding those many thousands of people just a few days before.
有些人记得耶稣，摩西赐给他们，就是在旧约里的摩西也曾经给他们喂饱，但是耶稣基督所做的跟他们还不一样。
In the case of Moses, there was a time when the people of God were very hungry and they were starving and they cried out for some bread. And God sent them down manna from heaven that they could scoop up every day and have food to fill their stomachs.
在旧约的时候讲到摩西那段故事是当时人们也是觉得很饿很渴很饿然后摩西就祷告神赐下玛拿灵粮这样每天早上大家都去地里头可以采集食品来吃。
But he's trying to get them to understand it's not just what goes in your stomach.
但是耶稣想让大家明白的是
That's going to pass through and you're going to get hungry again.
进到你肚子里的这些粮食并不重要因为你很快会饿再饿的。
I have the ability to give to you something that will cause you never to be hungry for what is really the most important thing in your life, and that's salvation.
耶稣说的是我给你们的是比这个粮食要更好的到我这里来的一定是不会再饿了因为我给你们的是救恩。
We look at the whole scope of our lives.
我们看看我们自己的生命。
From the time we're born until we die.
从我们生下来到我们死去。
We watch our sweet little babies and see how they're growing and how they're maturing and developing.
我们看着一个小 baby 从小到长慢慢长大。
And they get bigger and we get to watch what we had this morning, that wonderful presentation of the music we had for the offertory.
我们看着小孩子一天一天成长成熟。我们看到就孩子来拉小提琴。
And someday we may have a concert pianist that we got to hear this morning.
也许我们中间这些孩子们有一天会成为很著名的音乐家。
Or some
钢琴家。
A violinist with a big name that they've made for themselves because they're such a wonderful violinist.
或者他们成为很著名的小提琴家。
And if we live long enough, we can say, I knew them. I remember when they were just little girls.
如果我们活得足够长，也许有一天我们会说，哎，我知道那个孩子，他小的时候还在我们教会拉琴来着。
And we feel very big because we knew them.
我们觉得很得意，因为我认识他。
We didn't play the instruments, but our friends did.
我自己不会拉小提琴，可是我认识这个拉小提琴的小提琴家。
So that makes me pretty good.
所以我自己感觉也很好。
But all that is just praise of men.
但这都是人的敬拜而已，人的。
Because the best violinist is going to die.
这都是人的称赞，因为即使是最好的小提
琴家也会死去。The best pianist is going to die.
最好的钢琴家也会死去。
We're all going to die.
我们所有的人都会有一天会死
去。Isn't that an encouraging thought?
这听起来看起来实在是。
Well, really it is.
但这是事实。
Because we're not born just to endure life from the cradle to the grave.
因为我们生下来的目的不是为了就从摇篮走向坟墓。
And if the only life I have is what I have that I can have at my fingertips or what I can see with my vision, that's not what the life Jesus says is the most important.
耶稣看来这可不是生命的目的，这也不是最重要的事情。
And that's why people keep seeking and seeking and seeking for something to satisfy that void on the inside.
所以人们一直在寻找生命的目的，生命的意义，他们要填补他们心里的那个空洞。
They'll take the bread physically and they'll consume that bread and If they're into health, they'll see how many carbs are in this, and how much sugar is in this, and how many calories are in this.
所以人们很注意自己的健康，他们要吃的粮食，他都要去看看到底有多少的卡路里，这里边有些什么东西是不是对我有益。
No matter how healthy you have of bread or food,
但是不管你吃的多么健康。
Whether you like lots of meat or you're vegetarian,
你是喜欢吃肉呢，还是素食？
We're all going to die.
我们有一天都会死。
But where we're going to spend eternity is the choice we're making even here today.
但是我们在今天，在这此今生所做的一个决定，会决定我们是不是会有。
I can take my risk of walking out the door and heading home and doing the next week what I've done last week and the week before, just life.
我们也许我从这儿回去以后，每天做的都是重复昨天，日子一天一天，日复一日就那么过去。
Or along with that, I can say, you know, yeah, I'm going to live life, but there's something more.And my heart tells me there's something more than what I can just see from the baby to these wonderful instruments and all this kind of stuff, something's got to be much more in life than just this.
但是我也可以说，我生命不只是日复一日的这样过日子，也许这生命之中有更重要的一些东西。
We read the stories of many of our Chinese and Korean brothers and sisters who have suffered for the cause of Jesus Christ.
我们看到很多故事，就是在中国内地还有韩国的一些很多基督徒都受逼迫。
And we see how that their life has been spent many times for years in prison.
我们看到他们中的很多人在监狱里度了度过很多年。
Tortured and in pain.
而且在监狱里受折磨，受鞭打。
And yet, as one testimony I just read even today from my brother-in-law who is over in a foreign country right now and was talking to one just like this.
我有一个可能是我家里的一个弟兄，他在国外做宣教士。我刚刚从他那里听到了一个见证。
He met an 85-year-old Chinese man who was visiting the church that he was attending for service, even here today.
他的教会里有一个85岁的中国的老弟兄去那天去教会。
As a young believer, this man had attended Beijing University.
他在年轻的时候，他在北京大学念书。
But in 1953, he was imprisoned.
但是1953年，他被投入监狱。
And was released for 25 years. 25 years before he was released from prison. But my brother-in-law said, I found this man's faith was very strong. In fact, he actually seemed thankful, not resentful. For all those difficult years he'd spent in prison. He said that as I talked with that man, he was an inspiration to me. What stories would that man have told us of his imprisonment over those 25 years? I'm sure there was a lot of sadness that went on during those years, don't you think?
我相信这25年的监狱岁月肯定是有很多很悲惨的故事来跟我们分享。
Well, what would make a person who is going through that horrific suffering and struggle be joyous and here at 85, happy and joyful in Jesus?
但是这样的一个人居然在85岁的高龄还能够在主里面有充满着喜乐，是什么让他能够做得这样？
I believe it's because of what we have been talking about here in John 6. They found that Jesus' words are true. I will give you eternal life that begins here and now, and I'll take care of you all the way through life and bring you to be with me when you pass from this life.
我相信是因为他相信耶稣基督的话是真的，因为耶稣基督是这样说的，他说我给你你到我这里来就不饿，而且在末日要与我一同复活。
So we have the choice this morning.
今天我们有一个选择。
And I'm going to tell you as we understand more about Jesus.
当我们更加了解耶稣基督。
Is he who loved us enough to die for us?
他是不是能够足够的爱我们，以至于愿意为我们而死？
The Bible talks about him sticking closer to us than a brother.
耶稣这个圣经上告诉我说，耶稣基督跟我们的关系比一个弟兄的关系更近。
For some of us, that doesn't really do much for us because, like me, I didn't have any brothers or sisters.
对我们中间的有些人，可能这句话的意思我们不太能理解。
And for others, you may have had a brother that you wish was not your brother.
因为我们有的人是独子，没有兄弟姐妹；也有的人可能有个哥哥，也许还很不喜欢这个哥哥，恨不得没有就好了。
Maybe a lot of you got in trouble because of your brother. You got blamed for a lot of things.
也许你的兄弟姐妹做的事，人家就责备你，所以有的人并不喜欢自己的兄弟姐妹。
I heard someone say that there's a family of three. The first one thinks about doing something, the second one does it, and the third gets the blame for it.
我听说一家里有三个孩子，老大是想着一件什么事去做，然后老二去做这个事，老三呢，就所有的人都责备他为什么做这个事。
So if you're a third born, you know why now you had all the problems in your life, right?
所以你如果是家里的老三，你就倒霉了，因为你哥哥做的事都别人都在责备你。
Oh, but my friends, Jesus shows us his mercy and his love in so, so many ways.
但是耶稣基督把他的向我们多方显示他的慈爱，他的。
And he's the one that said to these people, I am the bread of life. Not just physical food for your stomach. I'm the bread of life that can feed every desire of your life.
耶稣说我是生命的粮，他说的不是我们平时吃的这些粮食，而是生命的粮，能够让我们在各方面都得到满足的粮食。
Every morning there's a joy of waking up to realize this is a fresh new day that Jesus has given to me to do something for his glory, to just enjoy his presence.
每天早上我都觉得很高兴，因为这是耶稣基督又赐给我一个新的一天，让我为他做出美好的见证。
I'm very blessed to have a precious wife.
我觉得我非常主给我真的赐下了一个很好的妻子。
My first wife passed away of cancer many years ago.
很多年前我的第一个妻子因为是癌症去世。
And the Lord let me know that I have something else planned for you, so you're not going to be by yourself the rest of your life.
主对我说你我会我跟你对你的生命还有计划，所以你不会是一个人孤零零的过日子。
And so, four years this November, she and I became one together. We were married 4 years ago this November.
所以我跟我妻子14年前在11月份结婚的。
I love being with her.
我跟她在一起真的很开心。
I love to share with her.
我也很愿意和她分享。
I love to hear what she has to say and what's on her heart.
我很愿意去听她分享她的心里的想法。
She's a nurse practitioner here on 45th Street, family nurse practitioner.
她在四十五街那边，她是做一个护士 ，nurse practitioner， 做护士。
And she works a couple of days a week.
她一星期要工作好几天。
I'm always concerned when she's going, making sure that she's got there safely and praying that she gets safely down 95 to get off 45th Street to get to the place of employment.
我每天都很担心她的，因为从我家里到四十五街开车要很长时间。
When she leaves, she lets me know she's coming back home. I was always excited to hear she's coming back home.
所以每天我都就是祷告说让她能够平安的在路上开车，然后平安回家。所以她每次回家我都很激动。
But you know, as sweet as she is,
但是你知道吗？她是非常甜蜜。
And as wonderful as she is,
她尽管她这么好这么棒。
There are needs in my heart that she can't fulfill.
但是我心里还是有一些需求她满足不了。
There are struggles in my life that she can't take care of.
我的生命之中也有一些挣扎是她没法子去解决的。
So where do you go when you have those kind of struggles?
所以当你心里有这样的挣扎的时候，你往到哪里寻求帮助？
There may be some here today that are having struggles with some kind of habit.
也许我们中间有些人为自己生命生活中的一些恶习来挣扎。
It may be a moral problem you have.
也许你心里头。所挣扎的是关于道德的一些
问题。It may be a financial problem you have.
也许是经济上的问题。
Maybe in your family there are problems of some sort.
也许你跟家人之间的关系有问题。
And you might have even talked to some people about your problem, trying to resolve it, but there's been no resolvement of that problem to this point.
也许你为这些问题曾经跟一些朋友啊，跟一些心理学家讨论过，但是也问题解决不了。
I want to just join with what John says and say, Jesus is reminding us, I'm the bread of life.I can take care of that problem in your life. Not that you don't need other people, they can help you as well, but I am the only one that can really take care of the deepest need inside of your heart.
我想重复约翰在这个约翰福音里说的，耶稣说他是生命的粮，到我这里来的就必定不饿。你并不是说生命中你不需要别的亲人、别的朋友，但是耶稣基督才是唯一的去通向这个永生的道路。
There's a difference here between coming to Jesus to be satisfied and believing on Jesus.
来到主这里得到满足和相信主是两回事。
I've counseled a lot of couples who they were married.
我也曾经辅导过很多结婚。
They'd gone through the ceremony of marriage.
很多夫妻他们举行了婚礼。
They sure weren't happy.
但是他们不开心。
She had things against him, and he had things against her.
这夫妻两人都有一些不同的，对彼此都有很多意见。
So they come to me to see if we can resolve the problem.
所以他们来找我看是不是能帮助他们解决问题。
Of course, a lot of times, some of those they want a quick fix to the problem.
很多时候他们就想能够一下子解决问题，能够有这个快速的办法就。
They've been fighting this battle for a long time. They want me to resolve it in just one setting.
他们也许五年的问题，希望我能够一天跟他聊一聊就把问题解决。
Well, number one, I'm not the one that can resolve that problem.
我不是耶稣基督。
I can only encourage them in the ways I know with God's help they could get some help and see that problem resolved if they'll let Jesus do a work in their life.
我所能做的只是用主的话语来鼓励他们在耶稣基督那里找到办法能够解决他们的问题。
And so I love the fact of the definition about saving faith from our passage here this we've had together this morning. Jesus said, whoever believes on me shall never thirst.
而且耶稣又说信我的也永远不渴。
Coming to Jesus to be satisfied in him, believing on him, so that the thirst, in the sense not the same, the definition of saving faith is being satisfied with all that God is for us in Jesus.
所以来到主这里让我们的需求得满足然后要信他。
It's faith in God.
这就是对主信主。
And when I say faith in God, it's not just some, well, okay, I believe him.
我说的这相信主并不是说哦我只是随便这么说我信他。
It's a belief that says, as I'm standing here and you're seated there, I'm trusting him with all I have.
而是这种信仰是说我站在这儿你站在那儿我把我所有全人都交托给他。
I don't know what's underneath us here.
我也不知道这个台子底下有什么东西。
It doesn't feel solid.
听起来好像下面并不是很结实的地基。
So we get a earthquake or we have some of these sinkholes open up underneath us, I'm a goner.
所以如果这发生地震或者底下有个地洞，我们也许就这么掉下去了。
We've gone, probably say, see ya! And we're gone.
因为这几天大家看到这个佛罗里达出现很多这种地洞，把房子就整个掉进去的这种情
况。Because this is not a firm foundation.
对，因为这个地基并不结实，所以我有可能就咚掉进去了。
And it's amazing in life what we try to do or where we try to go to find foundations for satisfaction in our hearts, isn't it?
我们在生命之中一直都在想方设法要寻找坚实的地基，让我们所有的需求都得到满足。
Some go to sex.
有的人可能是在性之中得到满足。
Some go to gambling.
有人去赌博。
There's lots of things that they try to find to fill this emptiness that's just not filled.
人可以寻找各种各样的办法来填补心中的空虚。
Happened this week as we have seen the tragedy of the news of some fellows who were just bored with life and so they figured nothing more fun to do than go out and shoot somebody and they did and killed somebody.
我们这星期又看到有些人又是觉得生活觉得很无聊很没意思的拿着枪到处打人。
I don't know what the problems inside those fellows' hearts were, or what drove them to do that as such, except that I do know that without Jesus, none of us know what we'll do.
但是我明确的一点就是，如果没有耶稣基督，我们中间的任何一个人都不知道。
There are many of those who've committed awful crimes, and afterwards they said, "I never thought I would do such a thing. I can't believe I did this."
很多人犯了重罪、杀人罪之类之后，他们才觉得我没法相信我居然做出这样的事情。
But you see, if you don't discover that Jesus is that satisfying portion of our lives that we need more than anything else.Then you're going to always be seeking to try to find something to fill that emptiness.
但是如果你不知道耶稣基督是唯一能够满足我们所有需求的话，我们在生活之中自己凭着己意到处去找，总是找不到生活的目的。
Paul talked about this fight of faith as the good fight of faith. He said in 1 Timothy 6:12, and so we have a fight for joy, that is to keep satisfied in Jesus and not just let the devil drag us around thinking we need something more than just Jesus. No, we need him. That's all, bottom line.
保罗提到的就是这是一场好的战争，意思我们为耶稣基督打仗，那么魔鬼就不给魔鬼留地步，让他不会魔鬼去找一些办法让我们能够把心里的空虚填补。
Nothing is more sure in this world than the sovereign will of God.
神的主权在世界上，在这个世界上是最让我们能够抓住的东西。
Again, verse 38 gives us the ground of why Jesus will not cast out any whom the Father gives him. I've come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
第三十八节说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行，是神的主权。
And verse 39 says it again, this is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, or raise it up on the last day.
那三十九节差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落在末日却叫他复活。
And he really wants this to be driven home to us because he says it yet again, verse 40, the third time, this is the will of my Father that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life and I will raise him up on the last day.
在第四十节他又强调这是神的主权，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
I love that. The will of the Father. The will of the Father. The will of the Father.
这是父神的意思。这是父神的意思。
But my father and mother was getting to the point of life, realizing something could happen to them physically. They made a will.
我的父母亲在他们身体日渐衰老的时候，他们定了一个遗嘱。
And that will just simply said.All that I have at my passing goes to my wife.
他们的遗嘱都很简单。我父亲的遗嘱上就写着说，我去世以后，一切都剩下的东西都给我太太。
And my father passed away when my mother was by herself. She in essence did the same thing. All that is of my possession, I give to my son at my passing.
父亲去世以后，母亲在的遗嘱上也是这样写。他说：“我去世死了以后，所有的一切都给我儿子。”
So my father passed away back in 1995.
他的父亲是1995年去世的。
My mother died a couple of years ago.
然后几年之后，他母亲也去世。
And I remember that they said about that will. Oh yes, the will. Yes. What's the will say?
牧师，他就说他记得这个遗嘱上是怎么说的。
So we went to the lawyer's office where the will had been kept in a safe and kept in deposit.
所以他们就去找这个拿着遗嘱的这位律师。
Found out that will is exactly what it said, and that will meant everything—that car, that house, whatever's inside that house—now was totally mine.
我发现那个遗嘱上是说的父母亲所拥有的一切，他们的车、他们的房子，现在都是我的了。
Now I've got some cousins.
我也有一些兄弟姐妹、表兄弟姐妹。
They love my mother and father as if that had been their mom and dad.
他们也很爱我的父母亲，就好像
，But they
父母亲是他们的亲生父。
That wasn't their mom and dad. I'm their son, not him.
但是我才是我父母亲的亲生儿子，不是他们呀。
So suppose my cousin Tim would have come up and said, "Hey, cousin, I come up to get the house. I want that house."
想象一下，如果我的表弟 Tom 过来说，嘿，这个房子是我想要这房子。
I'd say, "You want what?"
我会问他什么？你想要什么
？I want the house.
他说我想要这房
子。I love your mom and dad. They were like my mom and dad to me.
我爱你的爸爸妈妈，他们也像我的父母一样。
And I want to have a good memory of them, and so I like to have the house for memory.
我想要他们的房子，这样可以好好的纪念他们。
Excuse me?
哎，有没有搞错
？Do you have a will?
你有一个遗嘱吗
？He'd have to say no.
他肯定说没有啊。
Sorry, cousin.
对不起，就。
Nothing in here is going to be given to you unless I say you get it because this has been willed to me, not you.
就是因为遗嘱是这样写的，所以这房子不能是你的，是我的，除非我愿意给他的给你。
The devil doesn't want us to follow Jesus.
魔鬼撒旦不想让我们跟从耶稣基督。
But Jesus says, "There's a will of my Father I've come to fulfill."
但是耶稣基督说，这是我父神的意思。这个英文里的遗嘱跟这个他的意思是一样。
He wants Satan wants to kill you.
魔鬼撒旦想要杀了你。
John 10:10, he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy.
约翰福音的第十章第十节说，魔鬼来是要毁坏，要杀戮。
Come to give you a life and give it more abundantly.
但是耶稣基督来是为了让你得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And John's remind us here that my Father, he said, Jesus says, my Father has a will, and the will is that none be lost.
约翰特别提到说，我的父神有他的意思，也就像他的遗嘱一样，这个有一个意思说，你所得的，就我所拣选的一个都不会失落。
Oh, good, good. So everyone's going to be saved.
所以这样每个人都会被救
no,
得救了吗
no, ？No, that's not what he said.
他不是这样说的。
The will is only for those.Who are on the deed that's been signed by the blood of Jesus Christ? That is, if I'm His son and He's my Father, whatever I ask according to His will, He does it. Therefore, if I'm in His will, I have the promises in His word that I can follow and obey.
只有那些用耶稣基督的宝血做了印记的人，才是一个也不失落，才能被拯救。就好像他们的名字已经写在这份遗嘱这个意思里面一样。
So I say again that this fight for a faith is a fight for joy.
所以我们是为我们的信仰打那美好的仗。
And that fight for joy is doing whatever you must do to see Jesus for who He is.
我们这个美好的仗就是做你所能做的一切。
To see and to savor Him above all things, all the desires.
就是跟从耶稣基督，能超过你生命中所想要的任何其他的东西。他是耶稣基督，是我们最想追求跟从的。
There's a powerful verse that I want us to see in closing this morning.
我们再读一下这段经节里一段非常有力的经文。
Jesus says,
耶稣基督说
Amplified rendering, come unto me, all who labor.
到我一切劳苦凡劳苦担重担的到我。
And are heavy laden.
凡劳苦担重担的都。
And I'll give you rest.
我就让你得安息。
Everybody that walked through that door this morning came in with a story and came in with some baggage.
我们每个人从这个教会大门进来的每个人都会有一些自己的故事，而且都会有自己的背上背负的一些担子。
Not everybody was carrying a laptop or packet or a backpack like I have.
也不是每个人都背着个大背包，拿着你的笔记本电脑进来。
But if you and I were just to have a discussion in a few minutes and sit down across from each other and say, "Hey, how did your week go last week?" Some of you would say, "Really good, really good."
有人说，哎，过得很不错呀。
Started school.
我们学校又开始开学了。
This is my last year. I'm going to graduate.
我马上要毕业了。
Others would say, I think I got the job I put in for. It's going to come. Looks like I'm going to get that job."
啊，我可能会拿到我想要的那份工作。
But others of you would have to say, "Preacher, it's been pretty rough, pretty tough."
也有人会说，哎呦，上个礼拜过得可真是够辛苦。
In fact, to be honest with you, it's just been downright horrible.
也许是你可能就会承认说，哎呀，实在太糟糕了。
So you came into church.
所以你来到教会。
Not even smiled at someone and greeted them, said hello.
尽管你笑眯眯的跟每个人打招呼。
But there was a burden you had on your back, as it were.
但是你背上是背着一个重担。
Now, think about burdens. Anywhere I go, that burden it goes with me.
想想看你什么心里的这个担子，你不管走到哪里去，你这个担子都卸不掉。
I try to progress up or down something. That load can be heavy.
我走往下走的时候，这个担子好像显得更重了。我想想看，我刚才还是休息一下吧。你背着这个担子真的是太辛苦了，这是甩也甩不掉，真难受。
Can I talk to someone about this problem?
我能不能跟什么人来谈一谈我的问题呢？
And some would tell me I need a new bag.
有的人也许说，哎呀，你可能需要一个新的背包了。
This is an old bag. It's kind of heavy. You need one that's smaller cloth, not near as heavy.
这个背包太重了，说不定你该换一个轻一点的背包就会轻松。
Others say, what do you got in your bag?
也有人就问你背包里背了些什么呀？
And I'd say, well, I got a bunch of stones and rocks and.
我说我这里头有石头，有一些大石头。
Well, they say, well, get rid of some of those.
你把那石头扔掉不就完了吗？
But all the while, I still have the bag.
但是我不管怎么样，我背包还是在背上呀。
And Jesus is saying, I've got eternal life for you if you want it. I've got salvation. I can change your heart. I can give you new life. I can give you hope that's out of this world that will take you to be with me when you leave this world.
耶稣说我会给你新的生命，你我而且在末日的时候你可以跟我一起复活。
But you've got to let me have the baggage.
但是你的这个担子你得卸下来交给我。
You can't save yourself.
你无法。
You can't change your heart.
你也不可能改变你自己。
You'll never be good enough.
你永远不会。
Smart enough.
足够聪明。
Rich enough.
足够富裕。
You've got to realize I am lost without Christ.
你要意识到如果没有耶稣基督你就是一个失落的人。
Between my wife and I, we have 13 grandchildren.
我太太跟我有十三个孙子孙女。
And she was privileged to adopt a little girl when she was a missionary in Haiti for 19 years. As a missionary, she adopted a little girl whose mother had died. And that little...
我太太在海地做了十九年的宣教士，她在那里收养了一个小女孩。
And that's been 25 years ago now that happened.
哦，那小女孩的妈妈去世了，孩子现在就是二十五年前。
Well, that little girl's grown up.
那个姑娘，小姑娘已经长大了。
And she's got married.
而且她结婚了。
And they have a three-year-old who just loves Papa and Nana. Now, I don't know if she may love us a little too much right now. Especially Papa. Because anytime we're around now, anywhere walking, she reaches up her hands, hold me, hold me, hold me.
她已经三岁了，但是不管什么时候我们出门走，那孩子都说，哎，抱抱，抱抱，不要走。
She's got two perfectly good feet and two perfectly good legs.
她的脚和腿没有任何问题，壮壮的，她就是不愿走路。
But she found out it's a lot more fun if Papa holds me.
她就发现老爷抱着更好玩，她不愿意自己走。
Well, Papa loves to hold her.
当然了，这老爷还是挺喜欢抱小孙子。
Most of the time.
大部分时间还是挺喜欢，很享受这个。
But there are times when she's fighting sleep, and so she's wrestling and twisting and turning on my lap.
但是孩子有时候马上犯困了，开始闹觉的时候，在怀里面扭来扭去的就很难受。
Especially if I'm trying to carry on the conversation, she's wanting my attention.
特别是我跟别人聊天的时候，孩子总想要我的注意力转向他。
She's the most important thing, you understand.
因为他对他来讲，他是世界上最重要的人。
Don't worry about anybody else.
不管别人在干嘛。
Look at me, Papa. Look at me. Look at me.
嘿，老爷，看看我，看看我呀。
And I think about that whenever I see that sometimes maybe I've been the same way to Jesus.
我想想，看到这个小孩子，我有时候想，在主的眼里，我有时候也像这个孩子一样。
And yet, there are times when I should say, "Hold me," but I think, "Well, I don't want to bother him." I don't want to trouble him. I don't want to add to his load, so I won't come to Jesus with this problem. It seems too small.
Because 有的时候我就在主面前，我就像这个小孩子，我应该说主啊，你抱着我吧。但是我心里就想，哎，我不要去烦主了吧。这么点小事我自己解决好了，不要去增加他的负担了。
Jesus is saying, "It's not the size of your problem."
耶稣说的是，这你的问题有多大并不重要。
It's your coming to the Savior.
而是你来到救主面前才更重要。
Who doesn't just take out part of the problem, or change a bag, he takes off the whole load. And you find that, feels good to be free. Glory, hallelujah. And to know your heart has been made right with God, it's a joy to say, I'm free in Jesus. That's why those who come to him,
all
who labor are heavy laden, I, Jesus said, will cause you to rest. I'll ease, relieve, and refresh your souls. Because when we take his yoke upon us, his yoke is not hard and burdensome. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Could I just point you today as we close to that one who wants to be the satisfying portion to your life, who wants to fill you with himself? There's been times when we've worked outside, it's so hot, especially here in South Florida, so hot, you're sweating so much. Oh, just a bottle of good cold water. Oh, so refreshing, so refreshing. And I need it. I really need it. I'm thirsty. I'm dehydrated. I need it. So I pick it up and I hold it. And it's cold, it's cool, it feels good. And I read the label, it says purified water. It's even enhanced with minerals for pure, fresh taste. It's Dasani. Oh, woo, good stuff. Oh, this is so nice. I think I'll just hold it. Hold it close. I'll just hug it. I love water. Water's good. Pure water is so good.
Oh,
I really enjoy good water. And then I have a problem physically that I end up having a heart failure. And someone said, what happened? I said, well, he got so dehydrated, his heart stopped. What do you hold in his hand? Water? Why was he holding water, not drinking it? Oh, he loved the thought of water. He loved to talk about water. He loved to share with people that water is good. But he never took it himself. And Jesus said, if you don't come to me, you can die in your sin and never have eternal life and never come to be with me. Though you may know about me, though you may know some things about me, you've got to take me in.
耶稣基督是这样说，他说：“你也许认识我，也许知道我，听人说过我，但是如果你不把我进到，让我进入你的生命，那么你的这个罪就不可能离开你。”
My prayer today for you is, if you've not taken him in, that you this day say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you.
我想跟大家说，那些没有把耶稣基督，让耶稣基督进入你生命的人，对
Please come in.
主啊，主啊，请你进入我的生命。
I want you to be the bread of life to me.
我想你成为我生命的粮。
I want you to be not some wonderful water that we talk about that's good and wonderful and we sing about it, we have good songs we sing about, but I want to know him inside my heart. When you know him that way, then you will understand what John is saying here in chapter 6. Of knowing him, of following him,
跟从他,
beholding him, believing him, and knowing we're going to be raised with him.
看到主, 而且认识他,
may God take his word to your heart,
相信他,
and you apply it in the days ahead. Thank you so much for your good attention.
愿主的话语进入你的心, 而且每天你都跟从他, 愿主保守, 看顾每一个人。谢谢大家。